Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us today. I saw this article in the DSM magazine the other day, and I was really captivated by the story of Robert Warren and the Hoyt Sherman Place. Robert is the executive director of the Hoyt Sherman Place, and he has been going through an 11-month cycle of rehabilitating and bringing live acts to the studio, to the stage, and this is deeper, really, than just entertainment. It is seemingly a passion for this guy from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Great to have you here, Robert.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, this, this has got all kinds of twists and turns for you. Before we get into that story, tell us about your story and Hoyt Sherman Place.
Sure. Small-town Wisconsin kid, and the only one of four siblings to graduate high school and go on to college.
Really?
Because I got hooked in sixth grade into an arts-integrated classroom, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade.
You know, that has such an impact on young students.
It was amazing. I mean, things that I never thought of. You know, everybody else just assumed you worked at the paper mill or you worked on the farm.
What town in Wisconsin?
Little lovely Norman Rockwell sounding town called Friendship, Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, of course. It's got to be wonderful.
Yeah. Population 783 with 11 bars.
Wow. That is a Wisconsin thing, isn't it? Yeah. My grandparents were from Wisconsin, originally the Milwaukee Racine area. And of course, we would make that pilgrimage back there on a regular basis and just to see. And, you know, driving through those small Wisconsin towns, there were far more bars than what there were restaurants.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. So Robert, you came from Wisconsin to here for this job?
No, I left Wisconsin right after high school, college in New York City, did a couple of Broadway show tours, did what every working actor does, went into the military service for a couple years to get money to go back to school.
You and Elvis Presley.
Me and Elvis. I did a 3-year stint in the Army and was lucky enough to get assigned to White House Communications. So I'm dating myself a little with last year of Reagan and first year of Bush 1.
Yeah.
And then I started on the administrative track. And my first administrative job was coming to Cedar Falls, Iowa. And I restored the old Oster Regent Theater, now named the Oster Regent. It was the Cotton.
Yes.
And revitalized downtown Cedar Falls. There were three storefronts open. The theater was about to face the wrecking ball. We saved it, and one by one, coffee shop, restaurant, gift shop opened up, and now it's...
And that whole movement about restoration and keeping what is old has really caught on over the past 10 years.
Yeah, even in Des Moines, you know, when I was coming here for that project 22 years ago, because it was a historic landmark, Des Moines looked a lot different. Around the Capitol wasn't even recognizable when I came back last August.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Beautiful.
And what's happening, I think, is people are appreciating some of those older things rather than taking them to the wrecking ball. My good friend, Deb Brown, up in Webster City, they just went through this whole revitalization of a theater there. And people crowdfunded for that.
Exactly. And even in Cedar Falls, we tapped into the people that had, you know, a history and a vested interest in saving what was a great memory for them. So it's a legacy that I hope continues.
Now, with respect to Hoyt Sherman Place, that has got a long and storied history of its own, right?
Yeah. The theater will be 100 years old in 2022, and that's the baby of the complex. The mansion is 1877. The first gallery was 1905. And the second gallery, as well as the theater, were slated to be built in 1911. And the day after they signed the construction contract, a little thing called World War I broke out. So it went on the hiatus for 8 years, and sure enough, Women's Club, you know, fired it right back up.
So tell us about that history. Where does Hoyt Sherman Place come from? What are the roots?
Well, Hoyt Sherman is one of the Sherman brothers. The oldest was General William Tecumseh Sherman, who helped win the Civil War. His other brother was a Supreme Court justice for the state of New York and wrote the Sherman Antitrust Act. So it was the
Wow, I had no idea.
The 1800s version of the Kennedy family, sure, where the patriarch sent them all out strategically to conquer the world. And they did very successfully. But Hoyt founded the first insurance company in Des Moines, built the waterworks, built the post office, built the first three-story office building in downtown Des Moines, and created his fortune from that. And the mansion was built about 7 years after he was married. And his wife passed first, and when he passed away in 1904, he gifted the estate, the mansion, to the city of Des Moines with the caveat that it always remained Hoyt Sherman Place.
Mm.
And within a year, they decided, you know, it was a big project to undertake and to maintain, and at the same time, the Des Moines Women's Club was looking for a home. And so they got a dollar a year lease to come in, and the agreement was they would have a beautiful place to meet and restore, but they knew that this art collection existed, so they were challenged to build the first official art gallery in the city of Des Moines.
Wow. What a great history.
Yeah.
You know, and when you tell the story behind the backstory, that's what gathers people's interest, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that this gentleman was the paymaster for the Civil War and worked alongside of his brother with President Lincoln. I mean, those names are just like mind-boggling.
Yeah, yeah.
So to be here in Des Moines, it's a great thing.
It really is. Well, let's fast forward to the present day.
Yes, fast is the key word.
Your goal, Robert, is to bring a new sense of vitality to Hoyt Sherman Place, doing that both on the stage as well as digging around in the attic and finding new and fabulous pieces of artwork.
Yeah, you know, I sort of coined the phrase that like to put it back on the relevance radar, that not just for the artists coming, you know, to attract national artists to Des Moines with this fabulous theater.
It's a fabulous
with
theater.
Acoustics that, you know, they all, you know, are crying over as soon as they hear it, to the community, you know, to let them know that the doors are open, the lights are on, and that no matter what the activity is, it should be bustling 24/7.
Yeah.
There should be activity.
And why not?
Why not?
When you've got such a beautiful edifice as this, why not pack it with people and show off a little bit of the finery that we have in
and,
this community?
You know, I think the message that the lawn and the mansion and the gallery are open free of charge, you know, Monday through Friday. Well, the lawn you can squat on any time, but the building is open. And again, still, the Women's Club volunteer docents are there every day to guide you on a tour of history.
Now, inside, and ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been inside Hoyt Sherman Place, this is one of those things that you got to put on your list of things to do this summer, because not only is it beautiful, it's also cool in there, which is kind of nice. But it is astounding, the gorgeous paintings and things that you have in cases throughout the facility.
Yeah, and, you know, the philosophy of the Women's Club, you know, they did form the Hoyt Sherman Place Foundation to help run the place 21 years ago, which was a great thing. But the philosophy of it being an open house where you've got Tiffany tea sets that you can look at and touch alongside of, you know, million-dollar paintings. It's just a really nice, warm feeling to come into.
Now, one of the astounding things that was discovered just recently was a painting, speaking of paintings, that you found that was kind of stuffed aside. Give us the backstory of that little deal.
Well, it's a painting called Apollo Teaching Venus to Paint, and it's circa 1635. It's a beautiful painting, pre-canvas, so it's on wood panels, and we have the assumption that it was part of a five-painting gift from the Collins-Coscary family, and probably because of the content, because Venus is not wearing any clothing.
Sans clothing.
They may have just thought, you know what, let's just tuck this one away under the balcony seats for a few years and we'll pull it out later. And it got forgotten.
It was forgotten for all that time. And the artist?
It's tagged on the back with the original auction sticker when the Collins family bought it, with Federico Barocci.
And you did probably a little back logging story on this, trying to find a little bit about the artist. What'd you find out?
He's very popular, and his paintings command a hefty price tag in the multi-millions.
Yes.
We've had a couple.
There's one in Tokyo, I understand?
Yes, yes. Tokyo Museum of Art, I believe it's $14.2 million was the purchase.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And this was in the balcony.
Yes. And the other painting that came with that gift was a Frederick Church painting, which the Women's Club successfully auctioned to form the endowment fund to create Hoyt Sherman Place Foundation. And they sold it for $4.2 million, and Bill Gates was the buyer.
Well, a little bit of Des Moines is everywhere, yeah. Isn't it?
I'm going to ask him to give it back now that he probably can part
yeah,
with
he would probably say,
4.2.
Hey, yeah, we could make a gift back.
That would be my goal. He wanted to put it in a public museum.
Tyler, see if you can get Bill on the phone for us, and we'll see if we can make that happen. All right, so let's talk about the entertainment side of Hoyt Sherman Place. We spent some time on the cultural side, the aspect of being an open house all of the days of the week and having the opportunity to wander in free of charge. But it's still a great venue for everything from comedy to music, a whole host of things.
And originally, about 60% of the operating costs were coming just from the events. So my goal is to increase that to 80% so that our donors' contributions will equate to the other 20%. But as we grow our shows, the budget is growing. We also worked very, very hard to not only prove that we could sell out comedy, country, and pop in a very short order, because then those numbers get out there. So now we are one of the hottest rooms in the Midwest. We are getting calls, so many calls that we can't find enough dates for them. But we also are working proactively with the artists and the promoters. And from the minute they arrive in Des Moines, they all step out on the stage and say,
wow,
what a magnificent town, a magnificent audience, and how can you beat this place?
Now, one of the other things that maybe folks don't realize is that people can have meetings at
Hoyt
Sherman?
Yeah, there's meetings in the gallery. There's some private, smaller rooms in the mansion itself, all the way down to the original dining room that seats 12 people. And we've had corporate meetings for Meredith and Krauss Corporation, where they use the whole theater, use the audiovisual, and give a great presentation on the success of their companies.
There you go. So a well-used place, Hoyt Sherman Place, here in Des Moines, and it is tucked over there in Sherman Hill, which is a great location because it is so centrally located for everything here in the greater Des Moines metro. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Robert Warren, ladies and gentlemen, the executive director of Hoyt Sherman Place, revitalizing and breathing new life into a fabulous building with a great story. It's a wonderful story. It really is. I had a mentor of mine one time said, when you're raising funds for something, never ask for money. Just share the story.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
nobody
so
owes
true.
You a gift, but if you can make a connection, they will absolutely support
you. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Robert Warren, ladies and gentlemen, he's the executive director of Hoyt Sherman Place. Good stuff. Just a stone's throw away from our broadcast facility. Tyler says we've got to go because it's nigh on to 6 o'clock for Robert Warren and the Hoyt Sherman Place. Also, we chatted with Jeff Delveaux earlier talking about format changes and why radio stations change formats. And we were particularly happy with what he had to say about Insight on Business, the NewsHour. Good stuff. Thanks, Del. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls tonight, as he is every night. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by James Goodlett. You need some music for your business? Get in touch with us. We'll hook you up with James. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, thanks so very much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow at 5:05. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.